Getting Albany to make ride-hailing or ride-sharing legal was a lengthy process that included a lot of pushing from local residents, businesses, and elected officials. Before the rollout, bar owners and other advocates claimed the service would keep people from drinking and driving.
We haven't seen an impact in terms of arrests yet.
But John Sullivan, director of Erie County's Stop DWI office, says now that ride-sharing's been available the past 12 months, they'll begin analyzing the data.
What we'd like to know, is it having an effect on the characteristics of people who are drinking and driving? So people that are technologically adept, perhaps a younger demographic might choose a ride share more frequently than somebody who's an older demographic. So we would expect our average age of a DWI offender in Erie County to rise. But it's a complicated process, assigning causation.
Bruce Wisely, a retired Army nurse from Batavia, signed up before the law took effect and has been driving for Uber since day one. To avoid the late-night drunk crowd, Wisely says he works days and he, quote, loves it.
It's the perfect job for a retired person. I've had 36 different countries represented in my car in a year, you know, which is really kind of fun. I trade money with them all the time. You know, a dollar for dollar or whatever their denomination is. You know, just talking to people and enjoying myself.
Wisely says he drives about 1,000 miles a week, and he says the money is nice because it pays for the extras. Peter Herr of Lancaster gave up driving for Uber. Herr says he did have fun working part-time for the company last summer, but after keeping good track of how many miles he drove and how many hours he spent in the car, Herr says,
the problem was at the end of the summer, I was probably only making, you know, 10, 12, 13 bucks an hour, and that was before I started to pay for the gas. So that was at the, you know, why I decided to finally get out of it, is because I just wasn't making a lot of money.
So far, there hasn't been many complaints from customers about ride-sharing in the city of Buffalo, according to Common Council member Joseph Galambeck. But as chair of the city's taxi cab committee, he says plans are in the works to overhaul the city's taxi ordinances.
Some of the issues are that the Buffalo taxi cabs have to be inspected by the Buffalo Police Department. They have to get a license from the city of Buffalo. Ride sharing does not.
So Galambeck says he'd like to level the playing field.
Instead of tying up traffic police officers to do inspections, we would have them out on the streets. And personally, I'd rather have them out on the streets. If they're not inspecting everybody's cars, then we ought to hold, I believe, the taxi industry to the same standard as ride share.
But given advances in technology, is there much of a future in driving a taxi or for a ride sharing company? Lyft's Upstate New York general manager Ann Farrakane says Lyft drivers shouldn't be concerned about being replaced by autonomous or self-driving cars. Farrakane says as the technology improves, there's always going to be a place for the driver to be a part of the Lyft experience.
We're really excited about continuing to bridge that gap between technology and humanity. And that's really been a big goal of the company since I started, and I've been with them for almost 4 years. So really, I think, exciting opportunity to think about what it could be like to just continue to integrate people into the experience and weave new technologies into it as well.
Brian Hughes, Uber's general manager for New York, says the shift towards autonomous vehicles on the Uber platform is going to be gradual, and says the company believes there is going to be a place for both autonomous and human-driven vehicles for some time.
We're really in the early days of autonomous technology, in which we're going to do a few things. I think, one, ensure that we can get to a proper level of safety before any type of rollout at scale. Two, we're going to ensure that people have the options they want. Some people are just never going to want to get into an autonomous vehicle.
Regardless of what the future may hold, Visit Buffalo Niagara President and CEO Patrick Kaler says so far ride-sharing has been a very positive new visitor amenity.
And because we've had several large events in the destination since the last year, we haven't taken any hits on social media for any potential riders not having access to rideshare.
Kaler says he thinks the lack of negative publicity may be one of the biggest takeaways from the arrival of ride-sharing. It's a mode of transportation, he says, that people expect coming to a city the size of Buffalo. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.